Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground, so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others and open the door to new understandings. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back one of my regular guests, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. She is an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books are Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. They will assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. To schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And Mary Lou is spelled M-A-R-I-L-O-U, McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. And so let me welcome Dr. McIntyre. Once again, how are you tonight? Hello? I think I've lost Dr. McIntyre. Goodness. Okay. Not a problem. What I'm going to do is play a little song, one of my usual songs, and I'll call her back. I had her on the line. And the song is by Jennifer Farron. It's called Throw It All Away.
Sadness and the madness we've been holding on to, such a heavy
And that was Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away. And I believe I have Dr. McIntyre on the line. Are you there, Mary Lou?
Yes, I am here, ready and waiting.
All right. Well, we have a couple callers on the line, but I'd like to talk to you up front. And, you know, I think a lot of people are probably curious about how you came to be able to read the Akashic Records. We've talked about this in the past. But the callers we have on the line tonight are new, and I've just talked to two of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, the other one is a Skype caller, and I'll get to them in time. But how did you happen to make this discovery?
Well, it was really quite phenomenal, David. I was had been touring for years, working with various groups to help stimulate spiritual development and, you know, just like getting out of the box type things. And I realized upon my contacts that there were a lot of people that were not being healed by the medical profession. And, you know, the cutting and sewing wasn't doing them any good, nor were the prescriptions they were being given. And so I put out to the universe to help me develop some kind of a healing gift for these people that weren't being helped by the medical profession. And I started having dreams of past lives at night. And so I put out to the universe again, don't do that. I don't want to know about my past lives. I'm trying to you know, get this one organized, never mind anything in the past. And but they continued. And so again, I said, please, give me something that I can use, you know, to help people. And this voice, now I'm not psychic. I don't hear voices or anything. But this time I heard a very strong male voice saying, don't you realize that 95% of the problems that people have at this time are the result of some traumatic situation from the past that they have carried through with their subconscious and is still affecting them? So I said, no, I didn't know that. And they said, well, this voice said, so you have to learn how to regress people to past lives. Well, David, at this time, people weren't even talking about their dreams, let alone, you know, past lives. I'm talking like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned that and that I knew absolutely nothing about regression, nor did I really have an interest in it. But they said, well, we will teach you how to do that. And I said, well, okay, you know, what are you going to say? Okay. And so by golly, I started like a training program. Four times a day, I would sit for an hour. The first half hour would be, I would be taken through exercises that I realized much later were actually yoga exercises, you know, to help align my chakras and really get them flowing properly.
Uh-huh.
And then the second half hour was meditation. And I did that for, oh, about two, maybe 2.5 months. And then I started seeing in my mind a streamer with names and dates and stuff like that on it. And, of course, I didn't know what that was. But it was at that time that the group I was working with in Portland, Oregon, knew what I was working on, you know, trying to help people and going through this training. And they said that they would be happy to be like guinea pigs. That's not a nice word, I know, but
Well, that's another
I think everybody knows what that means. Anyhow, that I could experiment on them. And so I did. I started regressing them with the guidance of, my own spiritual guides. And so that's really how it started, because people that were getting regressed were getting healed. Because now this is regression. This isn't past life reading that I do on your show.
Right.
This is actual regression one-on-one, or I got so that I could do groups of people or a family of people, to regress them to find out what their, problems were and how they could overcome them and release them and that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how it started. And it took me usually with an individual regression about 2.5 hours to get, in the beginning. Now I do it, when I do it, I can do it in about an hour. So I've polished it up a great deal. And it's, it really works. And if people just realized that there's something in their behavior that causes them to behave irrationally or have some kind of phobia about something that has nothing to do with this present lifetime, all they have to do is realize it has nothing to do with this present lifetime and stop relating to it.
Mm-hmm.
However, most people, just for some reason, they just can't accept that or can't do that, and they want to see, what happened or why that, why they feel that way.
Yeah.
And I think it was as an interviewee on your show a couple of years ago, that somebody called in. We were talking about it, and somebody called in and said, I'm having a terrible problem. I need your help. Can you give me a reading or a regression? And I said, no, I don't think so. I've always been, it's face to face. And she said, oh, please, I'm having a terrible time. So I said, okay, I'll try. And by golly, they were able, my guides, from their level of consciousness and ability, were able, I guess, to connect us by our verbal vibration, just talking to each other on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And I was taken to the Akashic Records, the library in the sky, and I was able to help this woman on the telephone. So that started a whole, expanded area of being able to reach out to help people through the help like, people like you that allow me to come on and give these regressions or, readings. It's just what I can do now, David, is I can just open the door for people to be able to see what the source of the problem was, and then they have to relate to digging it out of their subconscious and no longer relating to it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can somebody come to you and say, I'm having a relationship problem and I don't know what it's about or it keeps happening to me over and over? Is that something you're able to work with?
You mean with an individual and they want to know?
Yeah, because not everybody can pinpoint a fear or phobia. And I think we need to make it clear to the people that are waiting for readings what you need from them in order to be able to give them a reading.
It's very possible if there is, if they have a relationship, a friendship, or a marriage or whatever with a person that they're having a great deal of problems with.
Okay.
To go back and find out why they're having problems with that person, because they're probably back together to to resolve that karmic situation that brought them together in this lifetime.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's the situation with the first caller, but she did tell me something about how she wanted to find out something to do with her friendships, and she's listened to you before. So let's go to her. We do have five callers on the line now.
Good. Okay.
Our first caller that I know of is Nora. Nora, you're live on the air with Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Norma.
It's Nora.
Nora. How are you, Nora?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. He had stated that I was wondering about a friendship. I do have, I guess it's not the easiest for me to have a close relation, like a close friendship with women, which I would like to have because I think it's important for women to have other strong, you know, women in their life to have as friends. And so I guess that was one thing that I was just going to see if you were able to get any information about that.
About what? What is the question?
Just how can I, is there any, like, kind of karmic issues around, like, me not being able to get that close to other women, like, as friends?
Okay, so
that's
the question. Why you're having a problem establishing friendships or relationships with other women. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the Akashic Records and your Book of Life. I want you to fill yourself with light and just feel, you know, at ease. And what I'll be able to do is open the door to your past, hopefully, and tell you why you're having this problem now. Oh, I have a question for you. Are you married?
Yes. I was going to maybe ask about that, too, because I wasn't quite sure which question. I had two questions.
Well, let's
and
not
I
confuse.
Wasn't...
Okay, that
okay.
was just a question that apparently, well, I don't know why. I'm just the messenger, you know.
Yeah.
So let me see, Nora. I see. Let's see. You're in a royal palace, and you are a princess in that royal palace. And you're very lovely and very desirable, and there's knights coming in from all over the area pursuing your hand. And there are other women in the court, you know, like you have cousins and relatives and that type of thing that are also in the court. But they're not as attractive or personable, and they don't have the position of power that you have. And so they resent you. They resent you terribly because you have this flow of suitors, you know, begging for your hand in marriage, and they don't. And so they just don't like you. And I guess that's understandable. Women can be quite jealous over things like that. And you really don't care. I mean, that's their problem. And it is. You know, your attitude was correct. So you had no friends in that lifetime. And you ultimately did marry very happily and had, you know, a nice, long, successful marriage. But when it came time for you to pass into spirit, you were very sorry that you hadn't been able to establish friendships with the people in court. you had, you know, you went to all the socials and all of that, and you were always well-liked, and but you never really were able to establish friendship. And when you passed, that was the one thing that you were sorry about in that lifetime. And so that was deep in your heart when you made the transition, and you've just, you carried that forward. So these people that you're meeting now, these women, are women from not only that lifetime, which was the prominent one that, you know, has affected you, but other lifetimes, have a resentment for some reason toward you. But because of your kind nature, you are allowing them into your life to work off the karma, or pay you back the karma, because they owe you karma, because they were rude and crude and very nasty and mean to you. And so you're allowing them to pay you back. So you just have to be open and friendly to people, but realize that they have hang-ups. And if they can reach out and befriend you, then, you know, then that's, you know, a wonderful situation. If they can't, you just have to bless them and go on, and not let it affect your own happiness. Can you do that, Nora?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to have, like, a best friend or something like that, but I get what you're saying. It doesn't make sense to, like, beg them to be my friend.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, you're associating with them in this lifetime, allowing them to reach out and befriend you, you see? And so you just have to, you know, be friendly and open and, you know, extend yourself, like invite them for lunch and stuff like that. And if you, if they don't, you know, reach back in friendship or fellowship of some kind, then that's their problem, and, you know, not too much that you can do about it. But don't feel bad about yourself. You understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Well, good. God bless you. I hope things work out. And the same thing with your marriage. Let him work out his problem with you. Because I'm getting there is a problem with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually saw a life with him once.
What?
Yeah, I actually saw a life with him once where I was his father, and he was my son, and it was like a Middle Eastern life where...
No, I'm talking about now, right now in this lifetime.
Oh, well...
Is there a problem between you?
We have a really great relationship, but, like, just with, like, earning money and, like, that kind of thing.
About what?
But other than that, with like, earning money.
Oh.
But other than that, it's not, there's not really any problems.
Okay, good. Well, keep it that way. Just, you know, just see him in the light and fill him with your love, and it will maintain itself. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, hon. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Nora. All right.
Thank you.
Bless you. You're welcome. Okay. That was nice. Well, our next caller is a Skype caller, and I have you live on the air. Who is this, please?
Oh, hi. My name is Tricia. Thank you for taking
Tricia,
my call.
You're
yes.
welcome. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
I was going to say hi, Dave, and hi.
hi.
Mary Lou.
Hi, Tricia.
Yes. Hi. goodness, you just gave that reading for Nora, and I felt there was part of me in that, like a lifetime similar to that energy.
Could be, and you know, a lot of people have that problem. That's all part of growing up and evolving and eventually ascending, you know, achieving perfection and the ability to give perfect love.
I'm actually,
so what is your deal?
Oh, well, I'm currently, you guys are perfect because I've been researching and going through this myself. I'm currently writing a screenplay, story, book that's based on kind of an epic love that I had. And I know that it relates to past lifetimes. And I've tapped into a few myself. And one of them was very in that royal energy of not being able to marry outside the bloodline. So I felt that one. And then the other day, I was really drawn to druids. And there's a druid energy.
Well, wait a minute. I don't want to hear about the past lives you know about. I want to
to inform. Please, just
go
whatever
on.
Triggers you to say. Thank you.
Well, she needs to have something to work with, Tricia.
Yeah, what do you want to know? What will
life,
help you? What?
In a love life, like the love life energy.
What about it?
Just in the attraction or, you know how you repeat that kind of pattern within in lives? So what is that, anything that you can tap into?
Well, honey, what's the pattern that you are experiencing? That's what she needs to know.
Oh, not being in the right place at the right time. As I was saying, like a royal thing where you can't marry somebody that you love because the bloodlines are different. So it's forbidden.
And are
so
you in that situation in this lifetime?
No, not at all. But I.
Are you having problems establishing a love relationship? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to know why, right?
Right. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Let's see what we can find here. Tell me your name again.
It's Tricia.
Tricia. See, I'm seeing the name. Interesting. Filipina. That's an interesting name. That's not of this lifetime, that's for sure. So that's the first thing I got. So let me see. They're pulling down a book. My guide is pulling down a book for. It's your book. Oh, it's golden. You've had many, many lifetimes. And, I'll tell you, your spirit guides are so happy that you're writing this book. It's very important for you, and it is going to help you enormously. To fulfill your own love relationship. I don't read the future or anything, but that is what I was just told. So what you rather than because you have pretty good insight in past lives and problems. You know, in past relationships. What you have to do is go within and realize that has nothing to do with here and now. You are a perfect spiritual being looking for love, ready and able to give and receive love. That's what you have to focus on. And that will bring love in a personal relationship into your life as you continue to write your book, a greater understanding of how to how to give love and how to receive love. Apparently, that's what you really have to work on. And they want to just tell you that rather than because you've had some really bad love situations in the past, and they don't want you to dwell or even think about those. They want you to focus on the realization that you are lovable, you are capable of giving and receiving love, and just focus on that. When you look in the mirror, you know, tell yourself, I give love, I receive love, I am love. Okay? Can you do that? And if you
yes.
need more, you can give me a call and go into a private reading with me. You can go to my webpage and find out how
to
do that.
Thank you so much. And I've already pulled up your contact. I had already pulled up your contact.
Oh.
And when the show started,
good.
I thought I would love to talk to you because this book is really valuable. I want to put it out so people will be triggered that there are these events that happen that we do bleed through and carry through. And so I would love to even have another reading. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much, Dave, for your time.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome,
to...
Tricia.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful evening, Tricia.
I will.
Well, that was an unusual reading, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It sounded like you were channeling, Mary Lou.
Yeah, it did almost, didn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not the first time you've done that, darling.
I know.
I think your gifts are opening up some more here.
Could very well be.
Yeah. No, that
was interesting.
That was an interesting reading. And so shall we take another call?
Sure.
Okay. This is a long number. It looks like it's out of the country. I'm getting a number that I'm just going to read off the first five digits, and hopefully the person will understand who I'm talking to. It's 919-898. Can you relate?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah, this is Anshul.
What's your name?
Anshul.
Oh, I'm not quite getting that, but...
I can't understand what you're saying either.
Spell it, please.
It's Anshul, A-N-S-H-U-L.
A-N-S...
H-U-L.
Oh, Ansus?
Yeah.
Is it Ansus?
No, it's...
Hello?
Ends with L. Hello.
Okay.
Well,
I'll tell you
ends
what.
Ends with L.
Oh, with an owl, Ansel?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right, now we got it. Now let's see if we can, maybe the connection isn't good. What can I do for you, Ansel?
Yeah, I would like to understand a bit about my fear of failure. It's so strong that is really obstructing my career in taking new roles or change in my career.
Your fear of what?
Failure, honey.
Oh, of failure.
Yeah, it's affecting his career.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you calling long distance or are you in this country?
I'm calling from India.
Oh, see. Okay. Bless your heart. You have a good karma where eventually you are, regardless of what you hear is going on now, you are going to end up in the United States. But right now, you are needed where you are. And I'm getting a past life where it was in India. And it was like back in the 17th century, and you were a leader of a, do they call them province, a province in India?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know I'm on the right track. You were a leader. You were a benevolent leader. But what happened was, without going into heavy detail, what I can do is I'm going to open the door for you for that lifetime, you know, make the connection for you, and then you work on it so you can overcome the problem that's developed and realize that you have, that you, there's no need for you to fear failure, because you can succeed in anything that you attempt. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, that will help.
Okay. What happened was, there was a conflict with another province. Oh my goodness, it was like with your, like a stepbrother. Your father had many wives, and so when he retired from power, you took one province, and he and your stepbrother took another one, and he was very your stepbrother was very greedy and very jealous of you, because you were very handsome and personable, and everybody really liked you, and you were having a very successful reign, and he wanted everything you had, plus he wanted to be you, and so there wasn't much love lost between the two of you. Can you grasp what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he tried to overrun your province, I think is what it's called. And well, he ended up personally killing you. And mm-hmm. In your passing, into spirit, you felt like a failure, because you hadn't been able to put down his, you know, like resurrection, or, you know, a combative nature. And you felt really like it was your fault that the whole thing happened. Well, it wasn't your fault, Ansel. Mm-hmm. And what you have to do is forgive yourself, first of all. Forgive yourself and know that you were a good, loving person, and that he was not. And you mm-hmm. have met him in this lifetime. There's somebody that you had a lot of conflict with in this present lifetime. Is that true?
No, I haven't met any such person with whom I had a big conflict.
You haven't, well, maybe you haven't met him yet. Or maybe the thing has been resolved. Hopefully, let's hope that it has been.
Okay.
But anyhow, that's what I'm seeing, that you just cut that line of, you know, self-degradation. That's mm-hmm. the right word. I don't know. I hope that's the right word. And realize that you are a very worthy person. You are capable of achieving anything you set your heart and mind to. And just mm-hmm. know that and tell yourself that. Write it on the walls if you have to. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me know how things turn out. I'd love to hear from you.
Sure, sure. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ansel. Uh-huh. God bless you, dear.
Thank you for calling, Ansel. We appreciate your interest in the program.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a long distance call, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay. We have one more caller, and I will get to you in a minute. Your area code 646, so hang in there. I just want to chat with Dr. McIntyre for a bit about one of her books. Now, which is the book that can help people discover their own past lives? Because people might be interested in that.
Right. That's the book, Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now.
Okay.
And that's where I talk about the various regressions, you know, individual or family or group regressions, and how they succeeded in being able to achieve, you know, their purpose. In other words, create the healing. And I also go into how people can learn to regress themselves, you know, to let go of the ties of today and go back into where the trauma started, or at least how to release within their own present consciousness any disturbing trauma that there's no reason for. You know, I did regression for 25 years, David, and then I realized, golly, people don't really have to know what caused a problem. All they have to know is that they have a problem and then stop relating to it or just get over it. But people don't like to, like to hear me say that. They want to be, you know, hand-led into how to heal the problem. So that's what I'm here for. But truly, upon reading this book, it would help people, you know, to take control of their own actions and their own behavior, and to learn to truly love themselves. That's the key.
Yeah,
so,
that's the key to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just read a little bit.
Sure.
Bear in mind, there may seem to be discrepancies in what we have accepted as true historical events. There could be several different reasons for this. One is that winners of turmoil and conflict usually record the event in their own advantage or ideals, and that rendition is accepted. Sometimes there are political and reasons having to do with power that cause falsification of incidents. And that means, you know, we can't always take other people's advice that they put out or, you know, their concepts. We have to go within. And as you read the following journal, that is my book, it might benefit you to keep an open mind. Then perhaps you can have flashbacks of consciousness of your own that confirm the experiences. Chances are many of you who read of these experiences are those who also existed in those times and places and participated in many history, in making history in past lives. And so, you know, that's just part of the mystery I'm presenting to you, mm-hmm. that this book lays out and heals for you.
Interesting. That sounds fascinating to me.
Well, it is, David. It truly is. And I have learned so much myself, you know, how to relate to people and how to relate to myself,
mm-hmm.
how to forgive myself, how to love myself. And that's, you know, that's not ego talking. That's reality. That's what we have to, you know, after all, if we are created in perfection, you know, from God stuff, from star stuff, then, you know, then we should be perfect, shouldn't we?
We should be, yes. Yeah.
And we are.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a matter of should be. It is we are. But we just don't accept that because we've been told for so many eons of time that we're rotten and filled with sin. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to get past that notion.
Exactly. Yeah.
And as you say, I mean, it's so important. We need to forgive ourselves.
Exactly.
We are human, and we're subject to error, but we don't need to do it anymore.
Exactly. That's right.
Now,
so if a person realizes, you know, there's something irrational in their behavior, all they have to do is overcome it. Like, say, take fear of water. I mean, I've had so many regressions where people were so afraid of water, they wouldn't even bathe. You know, they would just, you know, spot cleaning kind of thing.
Right, like a sponge bath.
A sponge bath, there you go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all they would have had to do was realize, of course, that that is not natural, and go to some water, even if it is a bathtub, and just get into it. Maybe just stand in water up to the ankles,
mm-hmm.
and realize that nothing bad happens.
Mm.
And then they can take the water up to their knees. And then, you know, and eventually they could be swimming around in it.
Yeah.
But they have to confront their fears. That's the key. Confront the fear.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, let's take this last caller, and if we have some time afterwards, we can talk a little bit more.
Okay.
The phone lines remain open until 8:30, so we'll see. Maybe we'll get somebody else.
All righty.
All right.
A little bit.
Okay, area code 646. What is your name, please?
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Hi.
I am great today. I'm having an issue with my mother and this guy my ex-boyfriend. His name is Ray.
Well, you want to tell me what it is?
Me and my mother, we just never got along. We never got along. I always felt she was jealous of me, and she just never wanted to be my mother, basically. And I think I spent I spent my whole life trying to get her to be my mother or get her to love me, and she didn't want to. And
well, that's her problem. I'll tell you that right now. That's her problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go on. So what does your ex-boyfriend have to do with all this?
I don't know. We broke up, and I don't know. I seem like I just can't.
Wait, Keisha. Does your ex-boyfriend have anything to do with the relationship between you and your mother?
No, I think sometimes he triggers some of the feelings that I felt, like I felt in my relationship with her.
Well, I don't understand that.
Well, you know how you kind of play out.
Okay,
the same.
So I'm just trying to let you know I can't do two different readings.
Okay.
If you want me to give you a reading about your ex or about your mother, you let me know now. Okay.
Okay, maybe you could give me one about him.
Well, okay. What about him? What's the problem?
Well, I don't. He's not making me happy. He's not making me happy, but he wants me to be in the relationship with him, but he's not doing what I want him to do.
Oh, I see. So he's not really an ex-boyfriend. He's just a boyfriend that you're having a problem with. Is that better description?
Well, no, we're not together. We stopped speaking, but he comes back, you know, back and forth.
Why?
I don't know why. I guess we miss each other. Yeah, I don't know why he comes back and forth.
It sounds like the dangling conversation.
Kind of, yeah.
Can you help her with that, Mary Lou?
Well, yeah, even without, you know, regressing, if the problem is, if we think we can change somebody to be what we want, that's never going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You
right.
have to accept that. That's never going to happen. And if he has no inclination to become the kind of person you want to have a relationship with, walk away and find somebody that you can embrace without having to, you know, change them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did leave him, but he keeps coming back, and then I keep thinking about him.
You keep thinking what?
About him.
When he's not there with you?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about him?
I mean, no, sometimes I just miss him.
Well, darling, you have had a relationship in the past, and it's kind of like, well, what I'm getting, it's really strange, is, do you know the story of Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah.
Do you know that story?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is the way they're showing to me. You're Little Red Riding Hood, and you're going through the forest, and your ex-boyfriend is the wolf, and he coaxes you to, like, pet him. You know, he pretends to be really nice, and then he takes a nip out of your arm. And this is what I'm getting, because this is the past life. You've had three past lives with this person, and this
mm-hmm.
is the story of all three of them, that they're just kind of, that's why they're combining it into a story like this. And so you go running to your grandmother, and you fix your arm, and then you're going home, and sure enough, there he is again. But, oh, he's so nice, and he's sorry that he bit you. And, you know, so, well, you get the picture, and so then he bites
yeah.
you on the leg. Yeah. So, you know, so it's that kind of thing. So if you want to keep getting nipped at and keep getting disappointed and keep getting hurt, well, then you just, you know, maintain the relationship. Otherwise, walk away. It's like I said at the very beginning.
Okay, no, I was asking or
be able to accept him, because he really isn't a mean person. I don't mean to infer that, but he's not. You know, he's not the type of person that you want to be with, apparently. So don't be with him, is what it boils down to, or accept that that's the type of person that he is and that you can accept it. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Okay, now I was just wondering if we had karma to heal or something now. Like, what karma will we heal?
Well, of course you do. Of course. That's why you're back together. Because this has been going on. He's been nipping at you for lifetimes. And you just don't seem to be able to break away from him. But that's what you have to do. You gave him a chance in this lifetime to do the right thing, and he's still not doing the right thing according to what you feel,
you know,
as accepting him as a mate. And so whether he's really doing the right thing or not for himself is, you know, that's another subject. But the way you feel, it's still not right. You still can't get along with him, and so don't. But you have to break it. You have to break it. And for both of you, so that you can get on and so that he can get on. And you just have to tell him you don't want to see him anymore, because, you know, there's nothing permanent or lasting between you. And he's going to say, yes, there is. I love you. I'll bet you. And you're going to have to be strong and say, well, I don't love you.
Oh,
period.
Well, I cut the cords and all of that and everything. So I'm going to see.
But stop thinking about him and missing him then.
Okay.
I'm
Let
sure
me know
I'm
how it turns
boss.
Out, darling. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What
yes.
we put out, we got, and I'm sure your longing for him draws him back into your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very, very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Keisha,
thank you
for calling. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Take care, sweetie.
Yeah, and Keisha,
okay,
look at my, I don't have my upcoming shows logged right now, well into the future, but if you are interested in a psychic reading around relationships, I do have a lot of psychics on the show. Let me tell you the next time one's going to be on. Let me look here.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're introducing her to my competition, huh?
Well, I'm introducing her to something you don't do. But I.
I'm feeling really, really spicy now after that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, I don't have anybody coming up soon, you might want to check out May 26th. I'm going to have somebody on that might be able to help you with that. So check out May 26th. Okay?
I will.
Dr. Mac,
or you can go to my website and book a private with me.
There you go, because that could be very helpful to you too. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
both.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Oh, what happens in 90 seconds?
It just means that no new callers can call in after 90 seconds.
Oh, so wow, okay.
Pay no attention to that lady. She's going to keep counting down.
Oh, I see, okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to detract from you, Dr. McIntyre.
But, okay.
You know, I do try to let people know some of the upcoming episodes, and it just so happens that I don't have any psychics that I want to quote coming up in the near future, so hopefully I'm off the hook.
Yeah, okay, you're off the hook. I forgive you.
Thank you. Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How do we finally ascend so that we don't need to keep reincarnating?
Oh boy, that's a good question. That's why we keep reincarnating, isn't it? So we can learn first of all to love ourselves, to love God, and to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. You know, you can say it. It sounds very, you know, very easy. But that is the bottom line. We have to get rid of our own shortcomings and learn to love ourselves and realize that we are lovable, that we're divinely created, and that makes us divine beings. And so when we look in the mirror, we can say, I am a divine being, thank you, God. I love humanity, and I serve humanity, and I love God. You know, and things like that. And then reach out to help people as you are, and, you know, serve humanity.
Mm.
Be one with the world. But the hardest thing, I think, to begin with, is to love yourself.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And I think it's that whole notion of sin, that we're somehow evil.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we need to get past that.
Exactly.
Well, the reason I asked is that I did have on a fabulous palm reader. She's been doing it for 60 years.
Oh.
And she was able to read my whole life to present with like 90% accuracy. And she told me this was my last life. Now, I believe I still have things to heal from, but I just wondered what it was that would create a situation whereby somebody was able to pass out of the reincarnational cycle.
Well, nobody can do it for you. You have to do it yourself.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And you have to affirm that you're accomplishing what you came here to do, and you're not coming back.
Well, what I got from you earlier, and this is what I was looking for you to say, right or wrong, you can correct me, is that we need to realize we're perfect and then be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, love yourself and be lovable, and love God and appreciate what you have. You know. Life is really very simple if you just relax and enjoy it, and just affirm that you can accomplish. You really can accomplish whatever you set your heart and mind to, if you just, you know, put one foot in front of the other. And if you fall down, get up and put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Well, let
You'll
me ask
make
another.
It, David, you'll make it.
Thank you. Well, God help us all. We'll all make it eventually.
Yeah.
And return to the one source that we've come from. Practical question, do you have me booked for another show? Because I have you down for May 5th.
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. So for people that have listened to the end of the podcast, if you didn't get a chance to talk to Dr. McIntyre, you can do one of two things. You can contact her at her website if you want to have a full-scale reading, because on this show, you're just going to get a trip to one lifetime, and she can do a complete reading for you. And you can go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com. That's MaryLouMcIntyre. And she will be back on May 5th, same time, same place.
That's right. And in the meantime, I'll be there on the website, and you can read about my books. You can get my books, or you can, like David said, book a private reading for a half hour. And we can go into detail about, you know, a specific problem.
Perfect.
But I'm sure happy to be able to open some doors for people today.
Well, those were some good readings. I really enjoyed them.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you. I hope everybody got helped by it. I know I did. They really helped me. They woke me up, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can learn from other people's misfortunes when we recognize and relate to them and realize that we've done some of the same stupid things.
Exactly, and thank God we're through it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's come to a close.
Okay, David, it's good talking to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. You take good care.
Okay, you too. God bless you always.
God
I'll
bless
you. I'll see you floating on the clouds. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now for the rest of us, let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.